above all, because Jesus comes from above, he is above all. He testifies from an above perspective. He testifies to what he has seen and heard eternally. But no one accepts his testimony of above, because they are above all and beyond and before all our time, place and perspective. But therein lies the truth that this world and the worlds to come will live by or need to live up to. Only Jesus testified, according to Luke 10, that he saw the devil fall as lightning from heaven. Little wonder he was not surprised, unlike the disciples or any one of us, that demons were subject to him. On Revelation 12:11, that we need to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. There is a hard fact to the reality of the dimension we will operate in, heavenly, dependent on who and where we get our testimonies of faith from. John the Baptist did explain this brilliantly. In John 3:27, he said, "A man can only receive what is given from heaven." Point. Heavens hold our allowances. In 3:31, John said, "To one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth, and he speaks as one from the earth." The point. Our participation, privileges, powers, performances, perceptions, problems, pointers are heavily predicated on the source and supply of our faith. Faith is belief in the invisible. Faith is not belief in the uncertain or any other earthly fact. Faith is not the belief in the horizontal, but the vertically above all. In John 3:33, he testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. The man who accepts his testimony has certified that God is truthful. Without Jesus, the acceptance of God will be eternally predicated on lateral testimonies of uncertainties and vague fantasies of dreams and visions and visioneers by humans and spirits. No horizontal testimony can be true to eternal realities of dominion and divinity accurately. In John 3:34 again, "For the one whom God has sent speaks the word of God, for God gives him the Spirit without limit." The point. Limited Spirit constitutes a gift. Unlimited Spirit is God's full potential without limit. The testimony of God through Jesus is both most accurate and most powerful, because it's true and is potent. What he says is true. What he sees is fact. What he knows is reality. What he predicts is coming. What he exposes actually happened. All he represents doesn't have any date stamps or limitations of our age. He is fully unlimited with his disclosure of God. Some testimonies are too immediate to be retrospective. Some are too futuristic to be meaningful. Some are too modern to have ancient point of view as well. Some are too limited to be all-inclusive, but not unlike Jesus. Jesus was not called the Anointed One because he had God's anointing. He was called the Anointed One because he had God's Spirit, the anointing without limit. Such testimony will lead to an unlimited help and thus ultimate salvation. This is how God has honored Jesus with being the Savior of all mankind. Because he is relevant to all and powerful to save all, his testimony of God is non-exclusive, in other words, all-inclusive. John 3:35-36 then says, "The Father loves the Son and has placed everything in his hands. Whoever believes in the Son, he demonstrated a strange affiliation to unlimited truth. Whoever demonstrates it by believing in the Son demonstrates a strange affiliation to unlimited truth, uncommon attraction to complete knowledge, a godly certification with unlimited facts, a sense for sensitivity, a taste for what is good and true. they that don't believe his testimony, deny eternal suggestions, deny generational truth, cannot comprehend fullness, and do not have the fast stamina for love and life. They cannot evolve because they do not possess the necessary ingredients of natural faith selection to give the eternal life consideration. John 3:36 then says, whosoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whosoever rejects the Son, in other words, cannot identify with truth of an eternal scale or essence or ramification, cannot handle God. Scripture says these will not see life, for the wrath of God remains on them. If you cannot see the ropes, you do not deserve the salvation from the sinking ship. This is the verdict. The kind of things you hear from Jesus Christ will be vertically way above anything you will gather laterally from the words of mere men like you and me. If you don't have the mind of Christ, men will carry you away with religion, relics, rhetorics, stress and strain, materialism, movements, methods, conjunctions, theories, formulas and fundamentals, strategies, activities, programs, spirits, mediums, and everything else that is not God or that is not true at all. There is a very specific and uncommon message brought by the Lord Jesus Christ, unlike anything, any dimension, any explanation, any ramification you have ever heard or you will ever hear about God. No wonder the Bible calls Jesus the exact image of God, the spitting representation of his being, and consequentially God handling over everything into his hands, because God cannot or could not find a better representation of himself than Jesus Christ. Amen.